Rollmonger's Actual Play Podcast is proud to present Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance Campaign. Starring myself, Jeff Ball, as narrator and game master. With players Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, and Frank Hamilton. Hello, and welcome to Rollmonger's Actual Play Podcast of the Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign. That's right, Saga Edition, where low-level characters have to suffer 3d8 damage right out of the gate. We're not talking 1d6 short swords and rapiers that you might stab at thee. We're not talking about the odd spell, Magic Missile, where it has 1d4 plus 1 per level. First level characters, out of the gate. Any good old stormtrooper, doesn't matter how experienced the stormtrooper is, he's still carrying an E11 standard issue. And those start at 3d8 damage. This game is lethal, as Rahal Oberus found out mid-combat in our last episode. But thanks to the miracle of force points, he may yet live. And some special medical attention, or at least Dr. Leth, I believe, is hovering somewhere between lawyer, who's going to handle the estate, and medical attention as his doctor and bring him back to life. We're not sure where Dr. Leth is dragging him to and what's going to happen next. So let's get back to it. Gentlemen, don't you hate it when you got to cut an episode halfway through combat and you got to wait all that time to see what happens? But here, we're back. I want to hear this rant as the rounds click by. Every time we come back to him, you can give us another sentence. Picture this, guys. There's a battle going on now, right? You guys are running around, and meanwhile, in the corner, this recording is just going away, and Matt's giving his eulogy and all this stuff. So, very best friend, Merrick, it's your go. What do you do? Do you want to just sit here and listen to the entire recording for five more rounds, or?
I'm going to keep moving.
All right.
I am big to keep a... to keep him alive, not listen to him.
Two things are not necessarily the same.
Okay. Well, as far as you know, that's kind of unusual. This little recording popping up. So, Merrick moves up.
And I think I'll take a double move to move towards the doors.
Okay. So out behind Zinn, post up, and then quickly across the hall. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Come down the doors. And you see the proverbial, shoe and the one arm laying.
At that awkward angle that's not natural nor comfortable.
Yep. He's lying there, sitting there in a heap, and you just hear that recording coming out of his pocket, out of his breast pocket or something.
Bro! If you can manage to get your hands on my carcass, you'll find a data pad containing an account that has a nice residual income rolling into it, and you're more than welcome to it.
Zinn, you're up.
All right, so I didn't see him catch one in the face. So I'm just going to start moving.
Something's up, because you heard on the comm, Rahal, wave away the big guy, and now he goes flying past you.
All right, so I'm going to move right there, just past the door,
okay,
which is a double move, so I can't do anything else.
Okay.
But prepare to just kind of take one step forward and then cover that hallway in there.
All right, you go flying past the doorway, and luckily don't draw any fire, because he's already gone, the ready-to-action guy.
Yep.
However, any moves left for you, Mr. Zinn?
Let's see. So from my vantage point there, can I see down this hallway right here?
Oh, yeah. I can open that up for you if you wish.
But I don't want to stand there with my cheese kind of hanging out in the wind.
There you go. You can see about that much.
All right. So nobody coming. Those other doors are closed. Do I see any other cameras?
Perception?
Let me bring up my character sheet. It seems like every time I want my character sheet, I've closed it for some reason. 21.
There's a camera up here, which must be kind of a fisheye or possibly a double cam that like shoots up and down each hallway.
Okay.
That you guys missed on your way in, unfortunately.
I don't think it's got a view of me, so it should be good. So nope, I'm done. Sorry.
That's fine.
Just not wanting to get shot in the face.
Now, this is where things are complicated because one guy has changed his move order and something else is going on with the bad guys, like the droid and the personal assistant. And other people in the base are all acting now. And there's movement. Zinn, who's, let's say, slightly distracted for a minute. Merrick, you hear movement in the room right around the corner up here in sort of a, out of sight. You don't catch anything down the bottom. You can actually see down the bottom. It's just kind of a gap. There's really nothing down there. So a little bit of a shuffle from the baddies. Some things going on in the upstairs room. And that brings us to Dr. Leth and the end of the round. Dr. Leth.
Well, see, now I'm torn.
The poser said, oh, combat over, leaves, and all of a sudden you guys hear one last, and you hear, Merrick, are you there? And he leaves the channel open, and all of a sudden, get this recording, preaching across the hallway.
I know we haven't known each other for a very long time, but please, do me a solid, and delete my HoloNet browsing history.
Right on. Leth.
I move up there and try to, like, move old Rahal out of the doorway.
Okay.
He's a little in the way at the moment.
All right.
And then I'm going to check to see if he's okay.
Reach in there, grab him, pull him back. Can you do all that from where you were? Do you have this?
Yeah, it was 6 squares to move to where I am.
Okay. And lay on hands and just kind of pull him back a little bit.
Yeah.
He's considered terrain now, so you can actually literally pull him into your square. I mean, you can't move yourself, but we can put him in your square. At least say he's out of the doorway.
Sounds good.
Because him and the droids are still getting jostled by us. Fucking doors are still trying to close themselves, sort of. All right. Any other actions from you, Dr. Leth? Anything you wish to address the party?
I haven't had a chance to find out if he's alive or not yet, so unless maybe with knowledge life sciences help there, or do you want to use treat injury? Because I don't actually see any description of that on treat injury.
Do you want to throw like a med pack? Have you used a med pack on this guy in the last 24 hours?
Yes, I have. I was wondering, though, if he was like even still alive, because like I've used the actual treat injury skill doesn't really talk about finding out if someone is like what their current condition is.
I see. Well, I would default to good old other games that we've played where the heal check is the default treat injury and it's the paramedic thing. So yeah, just give me a treat injury to, you know, assess. Because life sciences is knowing the book of it. Oh, he has red blood cells. That's life sciences. You know, they're in there. You can't see them. You can see them bleeding out of them. And that kind of thing. That's a life science knowledge. You know, how do I staunch this wound? Blah, 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 blah. But the actual sort of procedure, because you do a treat injury in surgery, is the same thing as like checking for life science now. So give me a treat injury.
Treat injury 24.
Okay. Yes. He's breathing barely. He's helpless. Not only is that your professional opinion, you know, we know he's moved down the track, so... I get to use those.
Well, he's alive.
Round 3, gentlemen. Poser!
Yeah.
Your comm's been open. You've been listening to all this. Yeah. What do you do?
Going to sprint it.
Okay. As you're running, the comm is still open. You hear Dr. Leth say that he's alive, and the Rahal message continues to play.
Now, once you finish doing that, after you get access to my accounts, there's a few payments you're going to have to start divvying out. Starting with... Charlotte Olbaris. You'll find her probably somewhere kicking around in the fringe worlds. All the addresses are on my data pad. There's 15 or 20 of them.
Poser, hustle where?
Up to this corner of the turbo lifts.
Okay. Come all the way around, peek in the room, you can see what's revealed. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Rahal's turn.
Now, I also own a few properties out there in the fringe worlds, they're in my name, and I've got I'm not gonna lie, I like the ladies, and it's a big universe, so there's a few stops you're gonna have to make some payments every once in a while, you know, spread the wealth around.
The mental note to pay attention to that.
Merrick, you're up. Zin, you're on deck. Merrick.
Askulas, take care of him.
And then I want to move into the door frame where he was.
Okay. Do the quick peeky, because it worked so well for him.
No, I stack on the door.
Okay.
And do I see our friend?
So you are peeking.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Of course, yeah.
All right.
With Sasha, I don't go alone. It's scary out there.
Okay. Yep. He's on the door, and a... Rahal's turn, which is now my turn, has gone by, and he has readied another action to shoot anybody else. Now, Leth reached into the square and pulled the guy away, so I gave him that. But if you're going to move into that square to peek,
yeah,
then you're going to get shot at. You peek around, and sure enough, boo, buddy takes a shot at you. Now, something I forgot was Rahal has cover, but he aimed. Yep. But I had time, so he aimed, right? To negate cover. Now, to ready an action, again, I don't think I can give him the same, you know what I mean? I take aim on the doorway to shoot anybody to as ready an action. I guess it could still work. Anyway, coming your way, Merrick, at a doorway near you, we have a shot. 23.
And I'm getting a plus what for cover?
Well, he's aiming.
Plus zero.
But I don't think I can aim and ready an action because it's how many to aim? Two?
I'm not 100%.
It's you have to take your move. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I didn't move at all. I stood in the same spot. So as a standard action, I ready an action. And as a swift action, I aim.
Yep.
As my third action, I aim. So sorry, no cover for you. He's just looking down the barrel of his pistol.
Last session, I thought we made the argument that in order to make an aim, you have to actually have a target to aim at. So if you like aimed at a readied action, there need to be someone that you'd be aiming at.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Well, wouldn't that mean that I had cover?
Yes, it would.
And I didn't get shot?
I don't know. I really don't want to retcon back that far. I'm really enjoying your dialogue.
I'm enjoying your death.
The shot hits the play button, shoot the recorder.
How about this? Since you can aim a grenade into a square, ting, 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 then you can probably, you know, anything moves into that square that I'm aiming at, I shoot it.
Yeah, you lose benefits of aiming if you lose line of sight of your target or if you take any other action before making your attack. So if you'd lose it by losing your line of sight, you probably wouldn't be able to make it if you didn't have line of sight to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah, but line of sight, you can aim at the doorway. You can aim at the doorway.
So basically what we're going to do is I can't go on Merrick's turn. I see Merrick. That's my target. And when it gets properly to my turn, I'm going to start aiming at Merrick and shoot. But he just kind of popped around and looked back. So he would get cover. Whereas Rahul stood in the doorway, looked all around. I was ready. I aimed and shot. So I'm going to let this stand. But yes, Merrick gets cover now, as per the rules, and I believe that the way we had this set up where Rahul stood in the doorway and looked all around, buddy, oh, there he is. Take aim, 1-2, and shoot. Fair enough? Because that's a lot to undo. So,
yeah, no worries.
Merrick.
Sounds good to me.
Merrick. Well, sound good is a courtesy. It's not a democracy. Your GM says 23. Yeah, right. With cover, Merrick, what is your reflex with a plus
8.
10?
That's be a 28 then.
Okay. Because you're doing the hug the corner peek. You're not like behind a crate kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, it's just the one eyeball.
Yep. Okay.
And then with my action then, now I know he's there.
Yep. You see him aiming at you. You can see a guy looking at you right down the barrel of the gun and he goes to shoot and you're like, oop! So he stops, you know.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold my action.
So would I be able to use my attack action to shoot back at him?
Yeah. Where did you start your turn?
Just around the corner.
Yeah, so as a move action, you peek in and remain with as much cover as you can. And he actually shoots at you. But you pull your head back and he hits the doorway. And it's like the rest of your turn, as it were. You have a move, a swift, a standard, whatever you want to take.
You son of a bitch. You shoot at me. You shoot Raul.
I use a swift action to turn Sasha on to full auto. And then I just want to hose his general area.
Okay, so you pick two squares and hose. Go right ahead, sir. Attack.
A 22 attack.
Very nice. And do get cover, because you're not aiming. You're doing an area of effect. But unfortunately, it's not the same type of thing as like a grenade, which just engulfs air. You have to shoot through my cover to get at that square that I'm standing in. Even though, because all you can do is hose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, still need to hit.
Yep. So I'm going to get 5, if not 10, because I'm creeping in here. So I've got a reflex. Nice. All right. You start spraying. Kind of thing. And unfortunately, you don't hit my reflex, but because you're spraying so quickly, it chews through, you know, like it does hit him. I take half damage.
Correct.
So yes, what should have been like, you know, mortally wounding him actually... Damn cover. Covers him a little bit. And like Rahul, he takes one in the shoulder and, you know, leans back a bit. Here I'm bitching. Okay. While peeking in, okay, and hosing this guy, when you actually hose, because you didn't do the quick peek, right?
Right.
There's a guy stacked right up here. A second one. You lean, like you do the quick peek. Where's the guy, right? You see a guy right away. That's my guy. And then just hose him all in your turn as the guy's shooting at you. All happens really quickly, but now that you're, you know, leaning just to hose, you actually see a second combatant in the corner here ready to go.
You will get yours in time.
Zin, you are up. New combatant on deck and the rest of the compound of baddies. What do you do, Zin?
All right, so with my last grenade in hand, I will take a 5-foot step right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to take advantage of the cover, and I will chuck it in.
Okay.
Kind of aiming for that square right there.
Yep.
Because, you know, I don't see that guy, but I, you know, kind of see him.
You ignore the cover you're posted on, but this corner here gives them cover. Okay. This one here does not, because you're throwing past it. So the first, you know, the first sort of area will possibly give us a little bit of a bonus, but we're still going to take damage even if it's half. So go right ahead, sir. Roll your 20.
Let's see. 14 to hit.
Okay. And
for 20 points of damage.
All right. The first guy that Rahal softened up goes down. You finish him off.
Merrick softened him up. I was merely the recipient of a blaster shot.
Sorry, Merrick
was softened.
Yeah.
And the second guy takes a lot of damage, but is still up. And now it's his turn.
Yeah, so that other guy took nothing?
No, he did. This guy here
okay. Yeah.
took a whack of damage, but he's still standing. And the guy in the corner that took part of a blaster spray goes down. Kaboom. Not to mention that it's a command area and, you know, there's stuff in here. There's equipment you're damaging now, too, with frag. That's okay.
You're not calling for help now, bad bastards.
After the explosion, guys, you notice the door stops trying to close like someone's hammering on the button, thanks to Zin's little explosion. Anyway, this guy here, okay, retreating his death for grenades, so he actually comes right up on the doorway and tries to shoot you, grenade thrower, Mr. Zin.
Not in the face.
I do not have time to aim. I had to move. So you do get your post up, as it were. Get your 5 at least. If you're shooting around the corner, you get 10. But since you're left to lean out enough to get past, you know, like to shoot the needle, as it were, I'm going to give you the 5. And he shoots at you with his pistole of Imperial issue with 11. I'm assuming
and
that's like
fails.
A, yeah.
Reflex 18 with the cover bonus.
Very nice. No. He misses. Dr. Leth, people are shooting back and forth and lobbing grenades right in front of you in this doorway. Now you have Meat Shield Merrick in front of you, so I guess that's a good thing. What do you want to do?
I suppose the best course of action for me would be to continue removing Rahal from the situation. So I will drag him along with me. I'm going to guess I can probably only drag him to about half of my movement. So that would be...
Dragging objects is kind of like 5 foot. It's almost like crawling. So I'd even say a quarter movement.
Okay, so.
Like 2 squares.
There you go.
Yeah. You could probably do a double move, though. So 2 squares per move, which give you 4 total, unless you needed to do something else in this action.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You're just getting them out of there. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So, round 4, starting with Poser Sham. Rahal, I'd say, is on deck, but he's sleeping now. Matt.
Yes, thank you.
Matt, it's Leth's turn. He's right over you and probably by now the only one paying attention to the recording. Poser, what do you want to do?
Can I see this guy in the doorway?
Yeah, as long as you can touch like one of your squares to one of his.
I think so.
Your problem is like because he is closer to Merrick than you, Merrick is all kind of offering him cover. So you might want to get in closer.
That's fine. I mean, my main weapon is an axe, so it's kind of what I was planning on doing.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was so used to all this blaster fire going on. You haven't had a chance to swing that in a little while. Well, relative to the game. I mean, in game time, we guys have been, it's been like 5 minutes and you've done all kinds of stuff. But, you know, as the weeks go by here in real life. So, Poser, moving up, gets into position. Yes?
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to be swinging it defensively.
Refresh our listening audience of the attacking defensively, because everyone's used to the D20 open license standard of -4 to hit, +2 AC, you know, that kind of thing. How does this affect your reflex defenses and base attack?
So normally it gives you a +2 to your reflex defense and a -5 on your attack roll normally. But since I have the feat melee defense, I can take up to a -5 on my attack roll, or up to my character level, and add that to my reflex defense.
Ooh.
As a dodge bonus.
Now, is that on top of the -5, or you just get to stack your level in there?
I just get to choose. So since I'm second level, I take a negative 2 to my attack to get a plus 2 to my reflex defense.
Yeah, okay, so kind of like we were saying last time, it kind of works like combat expertise. That old, good old feat. Because we've noticed a lot of the feat selections have the same name, similar name, carrying over for a lot of D20 games. And that's one thing, like, everybody knows Star Wars, everybody knows the lore, and we just jump right and play. I'm kind of interested to see how this plays out. I've been watching the characters very closely for metagaming, but haven't seen any. You know, we're just here, having a good time. So, Poser, up you move. Swing away. I digress, yet again.
Yay, natural 1 for a total of negative 1.
And you bash Merrick in the face. No. No, there's no fumbles in this, is there? It's just automatic.
Well, if you roll a natural 1, you just automatically miss.
It just misses, you know. There's no...
Yeah.
No fumble. Yeah, no, I was quick to look that up when we got back into this. It's like, oh, free crits. You know, there's no confirming of a crit. 20 is just a crit. Bang. There you go. You know, double damage. Oh, sweet. But there's no real fumble in this. All right, so you move up. You take your swing. But I always ask a player if there's anything else, because we always have those little swift actions hovering. And unlike other games, there's a lot you can do in Star Wars Saga with a swift action. Use force points to save your life. All kinds of hit point recovery with your threshold being beat. Poser, a move, yeah. A swing, a miss, a swift action left if you care to take it. You know, it's a free action to drop your axe and surrender.
You're hilarious. Question, if I go prone, does that give me any bonuses to my reflex defense?
Against a ranged attack, yes. Against a melee attack, he would have bonuses to stomp you.
Hmm.
And if I had a pistol in my hand, you just lay down in front of me, yeah, I would put the boots to you.
Okay. Because
he would then provoke, so go nuts.
Oh yeah, I guess that is true. Yeah, swift action to hit the floor, hit the deck.
How am I provoking you if you're lying on the ground and I'm kicking you in the face?
Is he proficient with unarmed attacks?
Well, maybe I have a melee weapon of my own. You don't know me. You don't even get
through
my stuff. It's not like my name's Larry and I like know everybody. That freaking stormtrooper knows everybody. Everybody knows Larry. Surprised you guys don't know Larry. I wasn't on the comms when Merrick talked to Larry. Anyway, maybe I'll take the penalties and just kick you in the face. What do you want to do, Poser?
Yeah, I'm going to use swift action to hit the deck.
Okay. Gentlemen,
there was a
in 2 months' time, I will have been a GM for 30 years. 30 years of playing several editions of Dungeons & Dragons, playing Pathfinder, and a little bit of Star Wars under other DMs, and I cannot remember the last time someone ran up, took a swing, missed, and went, right, and then just, like, laid down in front of a dude. But, you know, in this system, with these weapons, I think he might actually be onto something, because this is like suicide in any other game. Like, tell me I'm wrong, huh? Even the listeners at home are all nodding. You know, it's like, this is freaking suicide if we were playing any other
game. No, that's evidence right there. Yeah. There's your next the only system comment. The only system where you can run up to somebody, take a swing, and then lay down, and it's the best course of action.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, there's a scene in the newest episode of Rebels where Sabine, the Mandalorian girl, basically puts herself straight into a prone position, but she's like jumping, so she's kind of like flipping in a prone position and firing a gun at Stormtroopers.
We're talking about the classic two-weapon jump through a doorway and hit the ground sliding on one shoulder and shooting up at your target because they don't expect you to be so low. That's a classic cinematic moment. What Poser's doing is just awesomely insane as far as I'm concerned, but I really want to see
what he's doing. The same thing with an axe. It's fine.
Just comes in. Did you slide in the doorway prone, Poser, and chop at his shins? That'd be even better.
That would be cinematic.
No, Poser walks up to him, takes a swing, realizes he misses, and just hits the deck to start doing some push-ups. Intimidation factor, my friend.
Oh, there you go.
I must train.
Yeah. No more negative ones. Excuse me while I train. All right. Rahal, last week your message sort of took a GM sort of note to end our episode. Is there more? In your last will and
testament? No, not really. It's just, you know, like, basically, it's just check the data pad. You'll find there's a bunch of stuff you're going to have to take care of. But once that's done, there's a little nest egg in it for you.
All right.
I'm sorry that being my friend sucks so much.
And P.S. But you suck, because if you were my friend, I would have died. What?
I said, but seriously, delete that history. First priority.
Yeah.
Seriously, man. All right. Rahal is stable.
I'm unconscious and unable to.
The old constitution stabilization roll doesn't count in this game. You just pull a force point. So let this be a lesson to all players. Always have at least one force point in your pool. Don't burn them all on awesome feats, because you never know. Any given
or
combat.
Or don't be far away from me.
Yeah, what if you go down? Oh my god, the doctor's still...
That's why I have a force point.
Ah, you're indestructible. I saw what you did to that guy. Freaking Frankenstein got you in the face, and you're just like, get off me. Pull out your little pistol and blew his head off. That was crazy. Only Zin knows how dangerous you truly are. And anybody who wakes up while you're watching them in their sleep. But I digress. Merrick.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, Sasha still set to auto fire. I see no need to change.
Okay. I just spray the two squares. And look, Poser isn't even in the way, because he's down on his face. Nope, he's up.
Yes.
Nope, he's down. Nope, he's up. No, he's down. He's doing reps. Okay.
Some mental image there.
Sometimes he is smart boy.
I think I saw Johnny Bravo do that once in a cartoon.
Now there's your next character right there. Intergalactic comb, black t-shirt, take on the world, has one type of music.
That's kind of who he is already.
Yeah.
Wait, who? Me or Matt?
Matt. Matt was referencing Johnny Bravo, who was sort of somewhere between Elvis Presley and who's the original?
Oh, I'm not that young. I have seen Johnny Bravo.
No, who's the other character he's modeled off of? The original Rebel. You always see him in
John Travolta.
Pop culture. What's his name? That's gonna kill me.
Little blonde guy, leather jacket. James Dean. Thank you. Yeah, cartoon character based on James Dean and...
Super cool.
And lots of Elvis put in there. Anyway, where...
No, but I think my next character is going to be based on Rick Sanchez.
Oh!
We'll get along fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, might be right here in the prison. Get ready. I promise you guys, if anyone died this feat, your next character is behind those bars. Merrick. Spray and pray with Sasha. Attack roll of 11. Unfortunately, does not get past our defenses, but we do take, or sorry, say he takes half damage. Half of what?
19.
Oh, 19. Well,
good lord.
It's been nice knowing him. Unfortunately, he mentioned knowing Larry. Of course, everybody knows Larry, but we never knew his name, alas. And down he goes after the classic spray and pray move. Choose this guy up, and he falls right next to Poser, who might take a minute and think that he's gonna, you know, do push-ups beside him, but he doesn't get back up. Merrick, what do you do next? Merrick?
Just think him. So, no, that was a move and an action. I got a swift.
You just shot, right? That's a standard action. You didn't move, so you have you have two actions left. Swift and a move. You've burned your standard by shooting.
Drops and joins Poser.
Yeah.
No, I think the area right below that command area logo, that's a solid wall, top to bottom.
This here?
Here.
Why don't you move in there, Peek? I've kind of prematurely revealed the area. Technically, you guys do not have eyes on around that corner. You might hustle up to the corner, expect more bad guys, so there you go. So, thank you. Moving into the room to make sure the area is clear. It appears to be the commands area, and it's the prison command area. You see monitor screens showing prisoners in a room somewhere else, and door control button that's been moshed, and a bunch of comms and all these things all around. This top thick wall is computers and stuff. This is door control and stuff over here, and prison control and south wall. And everything next to you and behind you is blown up thanks to Old Man Zin's frag grenade. So some things are sparking and malfunctioning, but not everything. And that brings us to Zin. Old Man Zin.
All right, so it looks like we're moving in. So I'm going to go around the corner here, go to right there. And as I walk around the corner, this guy, trooper that's laying right there, I'm going to go ahead and shoot him.
Oh.
You know, just kind of for thematics.
A coup.
And then look down at Poser.
Coup de grace? A coup de grace? With a pistol?
Yeah, I mean, just as we kind of walk around the corner.
Okay.
Are you good there?
Shoot him with the ex-wife, like the actual sniper rifle that you carry?
I've got a sidearm, too.
Oh, okay. So you move up, drawing your sidearm with your base one attack, and...
Yep.
Okay.
Totally would have missed a living person. Got a six.
I believe they call that double tap.
I think, yeah. No, we're not doing rat ghoul zombies today, sorry.
I see you see met the space zombies as well. We will get along.
So just kind of shoot him right there. You know, he's dead, so it doesn't really do anything. And then look over at Poser. You good down there?
Yeah, just getting a workout.
Okay. bad guys are still about the place and doing stuff, and they are still fighting you in certain ways. So I'm keeping these rounds going. So bad guys are doing what I decide they do. Bring us round to Dr. Leth.
Continuing to drag the body, presumably eventually getting over here.
Okay. You want to take him into the storage room?
Yeah, till I can clear out the medical bay. I can't really do anything to help
him.
One,
two, three, four... But okay, so this round you're halfway there, next round you'll be in there, and then the round after that, you can do something new. So round five. You can still talk to everybody on the comms and everything. I'm just saying unless you want to change your actions, we're saying you're dragging yourself over there. Poser. Wow, your strategy worked. You distracted him from Zin, you did push-ups until he had a heart attack or tried to come down here beside you and do the same thing and
he just couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle it. What do you want to do, Poser?
I just get up, dust my hands, and be like, all right, what should we do? Keep clearing or finish out the medical bay and get Rahal's ass back up?
Well, Merrick's the only one that realizes that you're standing in the prison. And technically, the mission is look for a prisoner. Zin's on guard point, as he usually does. Poser's asking the team what to do. And no immediate answer comes from Rahal. So, guys, I'll click through the rounds, but, you know, what do you guys want to do?
What do I see on all the screens?
You see a room with four people in it. They're all wearing like plain gray colored, looks like scrubs. And one is like wearing these heavy shackles around their ankles, and their hands and wrists are completely engulfed in some sort of brace. And there's like a choker on the dude's neck and something coming up over their face. And it's a weird looking alien. There's another character that just, you know, some generic rough looking humans that don't look like themselves because their hair and beard have grown in, and you know, they look like Gilligan's Island, you know, Wilson, you know, they've all gone to let go. They've been prisoners for probably a while. And there's a portly guy, military haircut, who, you know, hasn't shown the same signs of wear and tear. He's got like a couple days stubble and that's it. And this is all, best you can tell, in like a black and white feed.
All right, and just looking around at the control panels there, what kind of controls do they seem to be? What do I have access to?
There's a double key lock for a two-person unlock. Not sure if it's a missile launch or possibly the prison doors, so that a single person can't let everybody out. It has to be two. Hence, there were two guards, two droids. All the stormtroopers are dating, two by two. The computer system back wall that, you know, fed people the air conditioning and talking to the command center upstairs or whatever is all blown up on the back wall thanks to old man Zin. So it looks like there's active controls for the prison doors, which are somewhere, and sort of a malfunctioning control for the main door here. And the prison doors, like I said, you need a second person or stretchy arms because they're far apart. It's like a double key kind of thing.
But the keys are present?
The keys are code cylinder holes. So you need an officer's code cylinder and a guard to open this. Sorry, knowledge technology, sir.
Certainly. That's a solid seven. Lucky seven.
Yeah, so the prison is actually just a farce. It's actually like a missile silo, as far as you're concerned. You see double keys, you get very excited. Double code cylinder turnkey. It's like, hoo-hoo-hoo. Come on, the soldier with the Russian accent sees a double key setup. I mean, he's going to get excited.
I mean, you even saw someone you recognize from training, so.
Yeah.
Larry.
Larry, you son of a bitch, you should have called me.
I would have loved this job. Zin, what are you doing while Merrick's getting all salivating at the controls and looking around?
So he's doing that. Let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and peek around the corner.
Okay.
See what's going on behind door number one, Don Pardo.
Solid doors, heavy plasteel.
And I'll just call out.
There does not.
I'll just call out. Hey, open the doors.
Okay. Doesn't seem to be any kind of opening. Like, there's no panel here. Usually, there's some kind of panel right next to the door on the wall to open them or access them or anything. There's like nothing here at all. There does not seem to be any apparent way to sort of access the doors to open them from where you're standing in this little hallway.
Okay. I'll call out to Merrick. Hey, find a way to open these doors. There's nothing on this side.
Poser. Dr. Yeah. Leth is still dragging the guy outside. Comes us all the way around. Bad guys are doing whatever shenanigans I have them up to. Poser. Round 6.
Well, since no one's answering my question, I'm going to walk over to this corner and take a peek.
We've lost our party leader. the man with the plan, who would ask you all your opinion, like a good leader would, and then sway your vote to his own means, and off we'd go. Now, without said leader, you guys are all just openly asking questions and telling each other what to do, and no one seems to be doing that. Poser.
Come on, Jedi, step up.
Oh, no, you don't know that. Oh, sorry. Rawl's approaching the afterlife. He may have otherworldly knowledge. Meta away, my friend, meta away. Rahul appears as the Obi-Wan ghost.
Get a hold of yourself here, man.
Yes. If you're trying to peek at this, it's just the label telling me what room this is.
Okay.
I wanted
to see like the actual room.
Oh, okay. This is a wall with a label for me on top of it.
The code room.
Oh, okay.
Now this little alcove is the best way I can describe it, is triangular. And is just the other side of another room's wall and has sort of made like a little alcove to like hide in or shoot from or, you know, that kind of thing. But
okay.
You have a quick look around in this basically 2-ish by 3-ish square triangle room, which is opposite the hall of the command area at the top there. So from the doors where you guys were peeking in, there's a hall going straight east, 2, 4, 6, 8 squares, and Zin's at the end of it at these big solid doors. An immediate up or left is a 2-square-wide hall going into the command center, which is a good 6-by-3 room, about half the size of the comm center. And down the bottom, where Poser's poking around, is this little oblong. It's not like a closet, because it's got a great big entrance. It's just like a little alcove. And Rahul breathes deep. Merrick, what do you do?
We need cylinders.
Over the comm system.
Oskaleth, how is this Rahul doing?
As unconscious as ever. Dead weight is quite a bit greater than you would think to look at him. What exactly have you, the two of you, been eating?
Much protein.
It's that potato-based diet I've been eating.
Just like Mother showed how to make. Take root vegetable, smash, boil water, good food.
Technically, the last thing in-game you had in your mouth, you were chewing on one of those little bulbous plants that we walked into a giant field of, and Zin said they explode, and you kind of
spit it
out and put it down quietly like a baby returning to their mothers. Here you go. Technically, the last thing you ate.
I'm pretty sure the only thing Rahul's consumed is alcohol.
he's like,
you know what? You're probably right. It is a potato based diet.
Vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka from potatoes. So, Merrick, checking on Leth, you got this control panel in front of you. Zin's talking about opening the door. You're talking about code cylinders. Can I have an intelligence check, gentlemen? Or specifically from Merrick and Zin? I guess would be probably the breathing, awake, conscious ones that were roaming around the comm center.
17.
That's somebody took a code cylinder from an officer and waved it at the party and they pocketed it. You probably would need it in one of the holes.
But I need 2.
That's right. Who would have the other one?
Okay.
The dude upstairs.
Possibly.
Or the dude who was right here.
We do have yet to search bodies.
I go over to check the bodies. I get the guy who just got killed last.
Okay.
Thorough searching. Pat.
Okay. They have a blast helmet and vest, the really light side of armor, give you like a +2.
Here's the question. Could I stick my head in it? Would I be able to wear it?
The blast helmet?
Yeah.
Maybe you could make 2 into 1. Or could
it be like a cool visor?
Yeah.
It more like a bike helmet for you.
Yeah, it looks...
Exactly.
Shoulder pads.
There you go.
I take some wire and I put a chin strap on it so it doesn't fall off.
Kind of peeks up on the top of your head. He carries a baton, you know, an actual baton, beat down the prisoner kind of thing. So you get armor, a blaster pistol, which you've experienced, a comm link, a utility belt on this guy as well with the standard little gear in it, no med pack this time, and his armor. That's it.
What kind of armor?
It's a blast helmet and vest. Gives you like a plus two bonus. It's considered light armor. It's the cheapest, easiest, closest to the leather jacket kind of thing, you know.
I will take it if it will apply.
If it will fit?
Yes.
Well, technically, you're a medium-sized creature.
Technically, yes.
Right, so you can wear armor sized for these guys. So we'll just say that you're...
I can comically wear it?
Yeah, you can pretty much, like, you look like the gorilla in a suit, right? You're just really bulging it out.
Or quick. Somebody say, Bruce Banner, I just hit your car.
There are two suits identical, two guys, the one you were standing on and this guy that you're searching, and possibly if you, you know, take the both suits, you could rip and tear and add and, you know, destroy one to make a decent other for your size.
As long as it looks cool, too.
Well, right now you look silly, but it functions, and I won't give you any dice penalties because that's the mechanic of the game. It obviously looks like you're, you know, too big for your clothes if you wear this guy's stuff, unless you tailor it by using more material, hence the second guy.
Okay.
You can think you look cool.
I know I look cool.
Uh-huh.
All right. But no cylinder key.
Nope. No little pens in the pocket with the red or blue.
After I'm done like squeezing into his jacket, mm-hmm. I check the pockets. Mm-hmm.
This is bullshit.
And I hoof the body.
Okay. It doesn't slide as far as that repulsor lift from days gone by, but...
I'm a little sad inside for that.
Okay. Zin. Still waiting at the doors for magic to happen?
Well, I'd really like this door to open, but it doesn't look like it's happening.
You see a body get tossed past you in the hallway.
Use the force!
I'm going to move around here. That's a double move right there. And I'll start looking at the panel as soon as I can. See if I can jury-rig it to open the doors.
Okay. You can. If you wish. The easier would be the code cylinder that you stole from Officer Aiden. Remember that?
I do indeed.
Hmm. You only have one. Somebody in this facility has the other, but it has a red cap. It's the important one of the two.
Well, shiitake. I mean, but that's all I can do this round. That was a double move right there.
Well, let's say this way. So, it's near impossible to jerry-rig a double code cylinder setup, but since you have a code cylinder, you might be able to fool the other keyhole into something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do next round.
But this would take time that, since we're counting rounds, you guys probably do not have. If you guys had the proverbial 5-10 minutes to an hour and you just make amazing rolls, sure, you know, no one knows we're here. But like I said, I'm still counting rounds for a very good reason. Poser.
Yeah.
Dr. Leth, you finally get to your destination there. Poser, what do you want to do?
So where's that body that Merrick tossed? Did he toss it, like, towards me?
Yeah, he gave it a kick.
Like, okay. So. I'm going to walk over to it and take the utility belt off of it, put it on myself.
Okay.
And then I'm going to walk out.
How many do you have now? You look like a Mexican bandito. You've got like the one across your belt and crossed ones over your shoulders. Just making a collection of them.
Well, no, I haven't had a utility belt prior to this.
Oh, I thought you took some off the Stormtroopers because you were listed. You actually looked up a couple episodes ago what was in it and everybody had a free-for-all.
No.
Oh, okay.
I took a grenade off one of them. But
well, there's eight in the room.
That's fine.
Okay.
I want this one.
I want this one specifically. Okay. A utility...
We did 50 push-ups for that.
Yeah. A utility belt has 3 days' supply of food. It says it has a med pack, but in the module they said and a med pack, so I'm assuming that, you know, unless the module says there's an extra one, these standard ones do not. A toolkit, a spare power pack, which is good. Power pack's always good for jerry-rigging things. Spare energy cell, which you can stick in a gun. A glow rod, a comm link, and liquid cable dispenser. Woohoo! His favorite thing. With a little tiny grappling hook. And a couple of
things that Luke had.
Yeah.
In A New Hope.
Something like that.
P.S. So after picking up and putting on the utility belt.
Okay.
I'm going to start walking back towards the doctor.
Okay. Rahal breathes. Just breathe. Merrick.
Yep.
Breathing. Merrick.
Yes.
Zin gets in there and takes your place at the console and starts mucking around. What are you doing?
Do I think I could aid him with what he's trying to accomplish?
Sure. You could just... move the unsearched body at your feet out of the way or step on it?
Unsearched? I search it as I move it.
Oh, yeah, the second guy. Yes. The answer to all your tailor problems. He wears a blast helmet, vest, has a blaster pistol, a comlink, a utility belt that you can give Poser for Christmas, and a baton.
I heard he likes these things. I know what someone is getting.
And
da 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 da,
a blue tipped code cylinder.
Ooh.
Woo-hoo.
This is best day ever. Zin, look what I have found.
I'll snatch it out of his hand real quick as he holds it up to show me.
Okay.
Ear to ear grin.
Look!
Give me that.
Ah.
One goes here. The other goes here. Too far away after for us. One guy to do it. Zin, you have two code cylinders and not long enough arms. What do you do?
Well, now that I got both, I will insert one into the comm center here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Hand it back to Merrick. Yep, that's the one we need. Put it in right over there. And I'll kind of point right over there to the comm center where it looks like there's an insert port.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the grenade didn't blow this panel all to hell. See if we can bring
Sweet.
Something up.
Merrick gets to fire the missiles.
I am conflicted. I am being told what to do, but yet I get to turn the key. I am happy and sad in the same moment. I will turn the key.
Okay. So Merrick goes over here with the blue cylinder and Zin comes over here with the red one. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Merrick, may I have a dexterity check that you do not break the frag grenade blown up, shot up, auto-fired piece of equipment that was basically at the guy's heart level that he carried in his pocket?
I got a 7, and could I spend a force point on this?
Yes, you may.
That's
9! Oh, I'm sorry, I was only looking for a DC of 10. It was just a basic, you know, be gentle, it looks fragile, kind of cracked, you know, and crunch.
Oops.
It's okay, I know how to fix. It's simple, add these two wires together.
And then can I begin mechanicking it to make it better again?
No.
Damn it.
Unfortunately, the tiny, tiny circuit board or whatever, you know, is taking too much fire damage and might not have even worked if you got it in there. Your big, meaty hands were too much for it. How would you guys want to do?
Cry.
It's Poser outside.
This is why we can't have nice things!
Not handled by Merrick, anyway.
You are listening to Rollmongers, Star Wars Sega, Dawn of Defiance actual play podcast.
What was the name of your wife?
Charlotte Obris.
Okay, I thought you were going to start a list. Charlotte Obris. Then there's a payment to Diana Obris in this galaxy, in this quadrant. And there's a payment to this Obris in that quadrant.
No, I said there's about 12 or 15 of them.
Oh, address. Okay, sorry. I thought the way
I said you'll find the names all listed in my data pad.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant addresses. Like Charlotte moves, you know, you don't know where she is. She could be here, 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 here. Sorry, my mistake. Bye, and you've gone through your list of ex-wives, and you know, to sum up.
I mean, I actually was specifically paying attention to that list.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to sum up, how does your recording end? It's been going on for like, you know.
So, I hate to say it, but being my bestie is a bit of a burden. There's a lot you're going to have to take care of, but don't worry. I got some residuals coming in that'll make it all worthwhile. So, I hate to say it, but guess what? See you next week.
Aha! The player's on my side, because when you're dead, you work for the DM. See you next week, everybody. See you next time.